KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. The Exira EHK Spartan girls basketball team is headed to the Class 1A state basketball tournament for the third straight year. But it took a big second-half effort to get there. The Spartans outscored Akron Westfield 32-16 in the second half to win by the final of 52-46 in Mapleton on Monday night. The Spartans trailed 33-20 after a sloppy first half, but they flipped the tables in the second half and held the Westerners scoreless in the third quarter. Exira EHK head coach Tom Peterson was proud of that second-half effort.
I was proud of what they did in the second half. We've been in that position before. Down 13, and I said, there's only one way you'll get back into it, and that's on the defensive side. And I think we held them to 8 or 9 in the second half, and that says a lot about our kids.
Well, the Spartans didn't take care of the basketball in the first half very well, and they were also dominated on the glass, with the Westerners getting multiple second and third chance possessions. Coach Peterson said his team wasn't rotating and playing defense well early in the game.
We didn't have any rotation in the first half. Our girls, we would have two people on the ball. The other three were just kind of sitting back in a zone, and I asked them what defense they were playing because it wasn't one that I've created. And in the third quarter, just what Corey and I were talking about, we just started rotating. Our girls were moving finally. We just looked flat and lethargic coming out of the gates. But like I said, hey, it's pretty special. You know, you come back from 13 down and do what our girls did in the fourth quarter, or third and fourth quarter. It says a lot about them. And we're going to have to play a lot better on Monday. I can promise you that.
Spartan junior Sophia Peppers led the second half charge with 17 of her game-high 21 points coming after the break. Peppers said Coach Peterson was very motivational in the halftime locker room.
At halftime, Mr. V yelled at us pretty bad. And he has, of course, yelled at us before. And I think we just used that to motivate ourselves to come out, and we all knew we were playing awful, awful, awful basketball, and we just wanted to come make a run.
Peppers also talked about the defensive adjustments that helped to spark that turnaround.
The first half, we tried to do ball pressure, but we were scrappy. We were getting called fouls. We were getting beat back door. And I think that at halftime, we finally woke up, and we finally showed up. And I think the ball pressure was a lot better than what it was, and I think that the team finally realized what we could do.
Spartans will make their third straight trip to the state tournament after making the semifinals two seasons ago and falling in the first round last year. Peppers said the team is motivated to have success at state this year.
For first year, we lost in the second round. Second time we lost in the first round, so it's time to go all the way this year. So I think it's going to be a great atmosphere and a better experience, and I hope that we go farther than what we have.
Akron Westfield was led in that loss by Bailey Davis with 11 points, and their season ends with a 19-5 record. The Spartans improved to 23-1, and they'll face 23-1 Sydney in the first round of the 1A state tournament on Monday, February 27th at 3:15 in the afternoon. We'll have live coverage of that game here on KJAN from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Sydney, a winner last night, beating Glidden-Ralston 55-52 in a 1A regional final. Also in 2A regional finals last night, Trainer back to the state tourney with a 74-52 win over West Sioux. Logan Magnolia gets to the state tournament 62-42. They win over Mount Air. Also, Van Meter knocked off Panorama 39-38 last night in a Class 2A girls regional final. The tournament is set. Class 1A quarterfinals on Monday of next week. It'll be Exira EHK, the final game of the first round quarterfinals in Class 1A at 3:15 against Sydney. Before that, Springville plays Burlington Notre Dame. Marquette Catholic will play Kingsley Pearson, and Turkey Valley faces Janesville. The 2A quarterfinals have Iowa City Regina facing Logan Magnolia on Monday at 5 o'clock. Western Christian will play North Lynn Monday at 6:45. Trainer has an 8:30 date Monday night against Van Meter. Central Decatur will play Cascade in the other 2A quarterfinal. That'll be starting the day on Tuesday morning. Also in boys high school hoops last night, it wasn't easy, but Atlantic advances to the second round, the district finals coming up on Thursday night, as Atlantic also had to rally last night. The Atlantic boys, a 58-45 winner over Winterset. It was a tough performance in the first half for Atlantic, as Winterset got red hot from the outside in the first half of the basketball game, as Winterset dropped in 8 3-point baskets. 8 of their 11 made field goals in the first half were three-pointers. Easton Darling, the freshman, had 5 of those, as he had 15 first-half points, and Winterset took a 30-26 lead into the locker room at halftime. But Atlantic found their way in the second half, and head coach Alan Jenkins said it was a much different second half after being down 4 at the break.
In the second half, we just attacked the basket. I think scoring 32 or 33 points in the second half with as patient as they were on offense, Our efficiency had to be very good there. And the fact that we held them to just 15 points was really critical for us in that stretch. And they were hot. I mean, they got hot early. I thought Chase Molnesh did a great job on Darling, the freshman, and he didn't really get clean looks in the second half. And our 1-3-1 sped him up a little bit. I thought that that helped and played a role as well. So, you just got to win in advance at this time of the year.
And they did. They outscored Winterset in the second half by a count of 32-15 to rally for that 13-point victory, 58-45. Coach Jenkins said post-play was critical in that comeback.
Yeah, and it has a chance to be good for us again Thursday, and it needs to be good for us again on Thursday. So, we'll move forward from here and hopefully, be a little bit sharper for 32 minutes. But you got to really give credit to our guys that they had a lot of poise. When you're a one seed and the eight's making a run, you know, sometimes you see that in the NCAA tournament when the big upsets happen, is the basket shrinks and people become unsure of what they're doing. I thought that we just chipped away. Once we got the lead, we pushed it. We pushed the lead on them, and that was the big difference.
Well, the paint was very kind to Atlanta. Garrett Franken led the way with 25 points, a number of those baskets coming from close in. Scott Leonard had 16 points down in the post as well for Atlantic as they improved to 17-5, and they move on. Up next will be ADM as the Tigers knocked off Heartland last night 65-51 in the other game in Atlantic. That Thursday night game, Atlantic and ADM will be in the Atlantic High School gymnasium at 7 o'clock. Also in District 16 last night, Carroll beat Creston 64-54. They'll face Glenwood Thursday night. Glenwood, a 64-36 winner over Denison. Also in Class 4A, first round play in sub-state action, Lewis Central beat Thomas Jefferson 75-38. Now to college basketball, where for the third time in Big 12 play, Iowa State won on the road in overtime. ISU's fifth road win in conference play this year as Monte Morris led the Cyclones with 23 points and Matt Thomas added 20 in a win last night over Texas Tech.
I think some of the games, that we lost, close non-conference has definitely prepared us for, games like tonight. The Big 12 is so loaded. Every time you step foot on the floor, it's going to be a battle. And most of the time it's going to come down to the last few possessions of the game. And tonight, we were just fortunate that the ball bounced our way and we were able to come out here with a win.
82-80 in overtime. The final is Iowa State a winner last night. The Cyclones winning despite having Deontay Burton and Naz Mitru-Long fouling out in regulation. Iowa State coach Steve Prohm called it a huge win for the Cyclones.
They've beaten West Virginia here. They've beaten Baylor here. They lost to Kansas by one here. And to come in here and win and then go in overtime with two of your starters fouled out and still figure out a way, that was huge, getting a good jump start and getting up four in overtime.
Iowa State's now 10-5 in the Big 12. They're 18-9 overall on the season. In top 25 men's college hoops, 12th-ranked West Virginia Mountaineers improved to 22-6 last night, but they got a huge scare along with it. Head coach Bob Huggins dropped to his knees and clutched his chest during a timeout just before halftime in the Mountaineers' 77-62 win against visiting Texas. Huggins' players quickly surrounded him as he stood up and briefly massaged his chest before staying on the sideline. Huggins said after the game that his defibrillator had gone off and he experienced lightheadedness from standing up too fast. The 63-year-old Huggins had a heart attack at the Pittsburgh airport in 2002 when he was head coach at Cincinnati. West Virginia a winner in that ball game. Also last night, Virginia stumbles through the latter portion of its ACC schedule as they were beaten by Miami in overtime, 54-48, the 18th-ranked Cavaliers defeated last night. Also, Florida State improves to 10-5 as they beat Boston College 104-72 last night. Well, late-season fades have become all too common for Iowa, and the Hawkeyes hope to halt their current one when they host Indiana tonight. Iowa's postseason hopes have already vanished on the heels of a three-game losing streak, and Coach Fran McCaffrey hopes his team can finish strong.
You want to play your capabilities, individually and collectively, and play intelligently at the right times and improve in areas maybe we've not been as good throughout the course of the year, continue to get better, and watch some guys individually really step up.
Iowa's 14-13 overall, 6-8 in the Big Ten. You can hear more from Coach McCaffrey on Hawk Talk at 5 o'clock this evening. Iowa-Indiana on the air tonight here on the radio at 7 o'clock with the pregame, 8 o'clock is tip time. And also Kevin Dresser, who built Virginia Tech into an athletic Coast Conference, Atlantic Coast Conference wrestling power, was hired Monday as Iowa State's wrestling coach. He grew up in Humboldt and wrestled for the rival Hawkeyes. He succeeds Kevin Jackson, who's stepping down following the end of his eighth season. Dresser agreed to a seven-year deal worth $2.25 million plus incentives, Iowa State announced yesterday. Virginia Tech said that Tony Roby, in his 11th season as associate head coach at the school, will serve as interim coach for the rest of their season. Dresser was the 2016 National Wrestling Coaches Association Coach of the Year. He became the Hokies wrestling coach 11 years ago. The Hokies went 48-5 in dual meets in the past three seasons and placed in the top 10 at the NCAA meet each of the past 4 years. That's a look at sports this morning. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.